You're playing the number one team in the conference. You're playing the number five team in the country, and you've got opportunities to win that game. Got to find ways to do it. Loved how we battled. Loved the grit that we showed. Loved how we held up against them. I think they're a very talented team. I think they do a lot of things really well. To have two field goals within the last 2 minutes, to have an opportunity to take the lead and to, not make either one of them, extremely frustrating. But at the same time, like I told our guys after the game, there were other plays that contributed to that as well. I think we had some opportunities where we were close. We had a touchdown called back. We had a guy not be able to see a ball that actually hit him because of the sun. So there were some unique circumstances there, but loved how our guys played. Love that we're continuing to grow and get better as a team. We want to find ways to win those type of games.
Let's start with your defense. You hold Villanova to just 14 points in that game and really contain their quarterback, Connor Watkins, pretty well all day long. What worked well for you defensively to slow them down?
Yeah, first off, I mean, our defensive line played extremely well, and I thought they created really, for the most part, a different line of scrimmage, and they were able to stay in the backfield, disrupt their running flow. We gave up one long run where we literally missed the tackle at the line of scrimmage. We knew their running backs were very, very solid. Containing their QB, I mean, he's an aggressive young man, and he will get after you. Try to run over you, try to do a lot of things. I talked to him after the game and said, "Man, you're one tough son of a gun. No, no ifs, ands, or buts," because he took some shots, he took some hits, and he kept going. So, we knew we had to account for him and all of our run fits. I thought he did a good job early, and then we settled down a little bit and were able to contain that. Love that we were able to get a couple sacks on him, because that was huge and kind of disrupting what they were doing. He threw the ball really well against us a year ago. I think to hold him to under 150 yards passing this year, great accomplishment. But really, it goes back to our D line and then everybody else sinking in and fitting at the right place.
Offensively, you made the decision to switch to Sean Brown at quarterback, 20 of 36, 233 yards and a touchdown. Assess his performance and what went into the decision to make the change.
Sure. No, Carlos was coming off a little injury from the Morgan State game, and so we wanted to make sure that he was 100% healthy before we put him back in. Carlos was available if we needed him in an emergency place. Really, we tried to decide between Nathan Kent, obviously our starter a year ago, and Sean, who was our backup a year ago. And Sean just had a great week of practice, and Sean just was doing a lot of things that we felt like would put us in a great spot to move the ball, put us in a great spot to be able to just run the offense and run it fully. So credit Sean. I mean, he really came out and handled the situation extremely well. Obviously, opening drive that he's involved with, we go 98 or 92 yards, score a touchdown, hits Carter Runyon on a great RPO. And then really the rest of the day, I mean, the 2 2-minute drives that we had, the last ones, I mean, he did a great job orchestrating that, being smart with the ball. So I think that just, made us a better football team overall. Obviously, Rob, when you got two quarterbacks that you feel good about, you feel like you're always in a position where you can attack people and get after it.
Question this afternoon from Ed Lee. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hey, Rob. Pete, barring that off that question, do you continue to go with Sean as a starter?
Carlos is the starter, so I mean he'll be healthy. He'll be back. But I think it makes it a fun situation to know you've got a guy like that that is readily available for you, who can get it done.
Based on what you've seen thus far from the team, I know it's early, you're only three games in, but considering how well the team played against Cincinnati and now Villanova, do you feel like this team is closer to what you had hoped it would become?
Yeah, I think I told our staff, and I think it's true through the process. I think we're close, but I think we're still far away. You got to find ways to come out ahead in games like that. Winning close games is part of what propels a team, to the next level. And I've told our team from day one, really in fall camp, how we practiced against each other, how we went against each other, how we continued to compete. Love how we're preparing. Love how we're approaching this. Love how, we have consistently put ourselves in a great spot. Now we just got to find ways to put the final touches on it. So I really do like where we're at. I like everything about us except our record right now. So we got to work to improve that. Playing a team like North Dakota State, there's no place to hide. You got to show up and be at your best. And so, again, we got to be better than we were last week, and we'll continue to strive for that.
You've coached national championship teams. Is there a quality that those teams had that maybe this team either has or is getting close to having?
Yeah, I think it's really, it's 100% belief, and it's 100% guys just, confident in what they're doing. Again, I've lost enough games in my career to know, the difference between a close game and a tight game and a game that could go either way. And you count yourself fortunate when the games that could go your way come your way. I think we have the ingredients to be a really, really good football team, and I think we have the pieces in place. It's just now getting all those pieces to work at the same time. It's just now getting everybody to understand, what needs to take place. And, with that being said, again, we had, and I trust our kicker. I mean, he was, first team preseason all conference. He connected, I think, on 13 of 15 last year. I trust our kicker. We'll put him out there again in those situations. He makes that. We're looking at a different scenario than where we're at right now. But with that being said, there's still other plays out there that I think we could get better at. And so, every great team I've been associated with has continued to learn each week what it takes to be successful, never satisfied with where they're at, and just continues to, strive to get better.
Pete, my last question is, this Saturday's game is a rematch of the 2014 national championship game. I think a lot of players, a lot of fans from Towson might still have memories of that game. Have you gotten any feedback from alumni or community members about what this game means to them?
Yeah, we have. And again, obviously, Towson played North Dakota State here at Johnny United Stadium, I think somewhere late teens or early 20s, somewhere in there. So there was a follow-up game. But yeah, we had a couple of players from the national championship team talk to our team just about that experience and, what that looks like or what that looked like. So obviously, there's some history here with North Dakota State. And, they've had great success. I think that was their first of nine national championships in the last, 15 years or whatever. So, we've got to, take this challenge of playing what I think, obviously, arguably, last 10 years, the number one team in FCS football. They're number two right now, but their legacy and their history since that national championship win is unmatched. And, for our guys, they understand the history, but they also know where we're at and what we're trying to do as a team. Again, we're trying to take the teams that have been put on our schedule in the order that they've been put and go out and continue to play great football.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pete, before I let you go, just kind of building on the trip to Fargo, anything different you do preparation-wise to playing in that atmosphere and in the dome?
Well, you play a lot of loud music. And you have a lot of noise around you. And the good news is, if it's cold, we'll be inside. So that kind of negates, half the battle sometimes when you go up there. No, I mean, they're a really good team. They're really well coached. There's a reason they win as many games as they do. They don't make a lot of mistakes. We got to be prepared for the noise. I've coached in the dome on a handful of occasions, and the noise is different. It bounces off that ceiling and come back at you. So you got to be prepared for that. But other than that, we just got to go out and play great football.
Well, Pete, good luck in Fargo. Safe travels out there, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Good for me, members on the line. If you have questions for any of the coaches,